This paper has been slightly modified to optimize your listening experience. We have included only a brief description of the figures and tables and removed all references, citations, data in parentheses, appendices, acknowledgments, footnotes, and endnotes. The full text is available in HTML, PDF, and EPUB formats. November 2014. International Review of Research in Open and Distance Learning. The title of this article is, A Comparison of Learner Intent and Behavior in Live and Archived MOOCs. The authors are Jennifer Campbell, Allison Gibbs, Hidi Najafi, and Cody Severinsky, University of Toronto, Canada. Abstract. The advent of massive open online courses, MOOCs, has created opportunities for learning that are clearly in high demand. But the direction in which MOOCs should evolve to best meet the interests and needs of learners is less apparent. Motivated by our interest in whether there are potential and purpose for archived MOOCs to be used as learning resources beyond and between instructor-led live sessions, we examine the use of a statistics MOOC and a computer science MOOC, both of which were made available as archived courses after a live session and for which enrollment continued to grow while archived. Using data collected from surveys of learner demographics and intent, the course database of major learner activity, and the detailed clickstream of all learner actions, we compared the demographics, intent, and behavior of live and archived learners. We found that archived learners were interested in the live MOOC and that their patterns of use of course materials, such as the number and sequence of videos they watched, the number of assessments they completed, their demonstration of self-regulatory behavior, and their rate of participation in the discussion forums, were similar to the live learners. In addition, we found evidence of learners drawing on an archived MOOC for use as reference material. Anticipated areas of impact of this work include implications for the future development of MOOCs as resources for self-study and professional development, and in support of learner success in other courses. Introduction. Massive open online courses, MOOCs, can provide flexible enrollment options for learners beyond their registered cohort as these courses are often left accessible as self-study after the end of a given session. In this archived mode, learners continue to be able to access the course materials, although deadlines and the opportunity to earn a credential have passed. In Coursera, for example, about 78% of courses that have finished at least one session on the platform have a session in archived mode. In this study, we compare the use of two MOOCs as in-session, instructor-led, live courses with their use as post-session, self-directed, archived learning resources. The two MOOCs studied here are statistics, making sense of data, stats, and learn to program, the fundamentals, LTP1. Offered on Coursera with live sessions in April-May 2013 and September-November 2012, respectively, and available afterwards as archived MOOCs. When each of these MOOCs ended, many learners persisted and new registrants continued to join the archived courses. Figure 1 shows the number of learners who registered before, during, and after the live sessions of the two courses. Please refer to a text version of this article to view the figure. We also look at a follow-up course to LTP1, Learn to Program, Crafting Quality Code, LTP2, to understand how students transition among related live and archived MOOCs. Purpose of the study. The purpose of this study is to compare the characteristics of learners and their interactions with two MOOCs during live sessions and afterwards when the MOOCs are archived. Live and archived MOOCs are distinguished by the presence or absence of instructional support, cohort presence, deadlines, and the potential for formal acknowledgement of completion. To this end, we investigated live and archived learners' demographics, intent, and the relationship between intended and actual behavior, including the amount and nature of interaction with the course materials. Our goal in this observational study was to examine learner characteristics and behavior given the MOOC formats that were available to the learners, allowing us to better understand both who chooses to use the course materials in each format and how they engage with the materials. Research on MOOC learners has recognized the effect of learner intent on the amount and pattern of MOOC component use. Studying patterns of behavior of learners who have no chance of earning a statement of accomplishment, SOA, or some other formal acknowledgement of completion extends the current state of MOOC research. It also distinguishes this study from the dominant discourse of MOOC research, which is focused on low completion rates and the behavior and characteristics of learners who do and do not earn a SOA. The purpose of this work is not to critique MOOCs, nor address their known shortcomings such as high attrition rates. We also acknowledge the challenges involved in assessing learning achievement of informal learners, let alone archived learners. Rather, we aim to understand the similarities and differences between the learning paths of live learners and archived learners. Definition of terms. Live MOOC, in session, instructor-led course with the possibility of obtaining a SOA. The instructional team regularly sends reminders and encouragement through email and announcements to learners. Materials are released at regular intervals and learners are guided through the course at the pace at which the materials are released. An instructional team and cohort provide learning support through the discussion forums. Coursework has deadlines and some coursework includes peer assessment. Archived MOOC, post-live session, self-directed course with minimal or no instructional support or cohort presence, no deadlines, no peer assessment, and no opportunity to earn a SOA. All materials are available on registration, giving learners more flexibility relative to live MOOCs in the pace and order in which they access the course materials. Live learners, learners who register in a live MOOC in time to earn a SOA. Archived learners, learners who are active in an archived MOOC. For the purposes of this study, learners are characterized by whether they are accessing the particular live and archived MOOCs under consideration, in the form in which these particular MOOCs were available at the time, without consideration to the status of the course when the learners enrolled and how they might be using other MOOCs in which they may be enrolled. In addition, in this study we do not consider other MOOC formats with flexible start dates and pacing such as MOOCs designed for self-study. Theoretical framework. Increasing chances for on-demand learning, in the light of intensive interest in lifelong learning, is a significant promise and potential of MOOCs. Learners are able to actively choose among available MOOCs to address their professional and learning needs or to pursue personal interests, notwithstanding temporal, geographical, or institutional barriers. Such on-demand learning is often informal, self-paced, and self-directed online learning. We first examine characteristics of MOOC learning in the light of the aforementioned learning modalities. Then, we examine factors known to impact the quality of learning in this context. Alongside institution-affiliated online learning, there exist other modalities of online learning that provide to learners greater freedom of choice in duration, content, and modes of assessment. For example, in a self-paced learning mode, students can choose the start date of their course and complete it according to their own time schedule. Self-paced courses, however, are usually bound by a deadline to finish all course activities and involve some level of real-time or asynchronous instructional support. Learner's choice also applies to the amount of course material and activities that a learner covers. Similar to other informal and self-paced learning, motivation to pursue learning through MOOCs ranges from career advancement to personal interest. Live MOOCs provide an opportunity for informal online learning that can be instructor-led and to some degree self-paced, as learners may often have to stick to deadlines if they strive to earn a SOA and cannot explore course content that is not released yet. Live learners can also engage in peer interaction, with a defined cohort of students working through the material at the same pace. Archived MOOCs, on the other hand, fall into the extreme end of the self-paced learning continuum, as archived learners have no deadlines to meet and little chance of interacting with course instructors. While interaction with peers is still possible, there is not the same large cohort studying the same material at the same time. Learners can select the material to cover and take as long as they need. Self-regulation. Informal learning, such as learning in MOOCs, demands a high level of self-directedness from the learner as they are in charge of their own progress. Self-regulation explains how learners manage their learning by actively setting goals, planning to achieve their goals, identifying and using resources, monitoring their progress, and using self-corrective measures. We use self-regulation to explain qualities that learners need to develop in order to engage with and persist in informal, non-credit, yet structured, learning environments of MOOCs. Dabravoni studied self-paced corporate learners' use of self-regulatory processes using verbal and visual think-aloud strategies. The participants would refer to course material to resolve misunderstandings and confusions, demonstrating self-assessment and reflective strategies. In MOOCs, following each of thousands of learners' self-regulatory processes is not feasible, and it is impossible to provide scaffolding to meet each learner's unique needs. However, Clickstream data might provide evidence of learner self-corrective behaviors, such as accessing relevant resources or posting in discussion forums between repeated attempts at formative assessments. Learning goals. Time and effort invested in self-paced courses can be affected by learners' goals and desired achievement levels. Within informal learning environments, learners' goals are typically to satisfy their personal interest or further develop their competencies. Time and effort invested in a MOOC may vary from completing all assignments and following the cohort, to selecting relevant topics and studying them at the learner's desired pace. Existing research in self-paced and MOOC learning has mostly focused on learners who complete all course requirements, excluding the majority of MOOC learners. Peer collaboration and interaction. While social presence and its necessity for knowledge co-construction is favored in online learning community frameworks, such as the community of inquiry, such interaction among learners in self-paced contexts may be of less importance to their learning outcome. In an exploratory study guided by Anderson's interaction equivalency theorem, Rode interviewed 10 learners who completed an online self-paced professional development course. Results showed that participants perceived learner-learner interactions to be challenging and less important than other forms of interactions. Similar findings were reported from a voluntary hybrid professional development course for new faculty, in which learners rarely posted to course discussion forums or replied to their peers' postings. More than 70% of self-paced distance learners in the Anderson, Paul Huber, and Makerlik study preferred working independently to working in groups. Conversely, learners who used fewer resources and invested less time than their peers in a self-paced online professional development course preferred cohort-based learning. Although learners value peer assessment components of MOOCs, high levels of sustained peer interaction may not be viable due to the sheer number of registrants and varied start times. However, based on the existing body of research, motivated learners would persist in the learning environment even with minimal peer interaction. The results of our investigation of the learning strategies of learners in archived MOOCs, who have little chance for peer interaction, may inform future understanding of learner content and learner-instructor interaction. Course content. Learners' depth of learning is necessarily affected by their persistence with the course. Using text and opinion mining methods, Adamopoulos analyzed 1,163 reviews submitted by 842 learners who had taken at least one MOOC in various disciplines to investigate factors associated with learner retention. While learners' satisfaction with the course material was positively associated with their completion of the course, courses with higher workload and longer duration had greater risk for learner attrition. The importance of the quality of course material on perceived learning, specifically over peer interaction, has also been observed. And in a journalism MOOC, 50% and 40% of learners rated course readings and videos, respectively, as being the most helpful learning resources, with only 6% of learners identifying discussion forums as a useful learning resource. Role of instructor. In addition to content, the presence of instructional support may influence self-paced, self-directed learners' experiences, but instructional support may be deemed less essential than high-quality content. Contradictory evidence was also reported in MOOC settings where instructors were found to be the most important factor in learner retention, But this study does not provide detail on the aspects of the instructor's role that foster retention. The amount of reliance on an interest in instructor interaction may also depend on learners' goals and motivation. Considering the large enrollments in MOOCs, high volumes of instructor interaction and feedback may not be feasible or as essential as informal online courses. Archived MOOCs offering high-quality content can be of value to self-paced and self-directed learners, since these learners are less reliant on instructors. Method. Context of the study. The learners studied in this research were enrolled in courses that teach practical, skills-based subjects, and for both courses the prerequisite was only high school-level mathematics. Moreover, the concepts and skills covered are useful for a variety of professions and fields of study. We briefly describe the two courses, offered on the Coursera platform, that were used as cases for this study. Statistics, Making Sense of Data, Stats. This 8-week course provides an intuitive introduction to statistical reasoning. Stats was offered in April-May 2013 in live mode and was available in archived mode afterwards. Assessments were 7 quizzes and 2 peer assessed assignments. Approximately 62,500 learners enrolled by the end of the live session. Learn to Program, The Fundamentals, LPT1, LTP1 introduces learners to the fundamental building blocks of programming using the Python language. 2 live sessions of this 7-week course were offered, the first in September-November 2012 and the second in August-October 2013. The course was available in archived mode between the 2 live sessions. Assessments were 7 quizzes, 3 assignments, and a final exam. Approximately 80,000 learners enrolled by the end of the first live session. A sequel to LTP1, Learn to Program, Crafting Quality Code, LTP2, was offered in March-April 2013. Approximately 54,000 enrolled in the course by the end of its 5-week live session. We study learners in the live and archived sessions of Stats. Because of the timing of the conception of this work, we study learners in 2 sessions of LTP1, archived learners in the first session and live learners in the second session. We also investigate the activity of LTP2 live learners who access the archive of LTP1 to further understand how learners make use of archived MOOCs. Data sources. Data corpus was collected through the Coursera platform and included the following: live survey, a pre-course survey of live learners included close-ended questions on demographics, reasons for enrollment, intended time investment, amount of videos and assessments they intended to complete, previous knowledge, and MOOC experience. Archive survey, archived learners were asked to complete a survey similar to the live survey with additional questions including why they took the course in its archive mode and whether they would retake the course in live mode. Coursera database, the database contains records of videos accessed, assessments submitted, and posts to the discussion forums. Clickstream, the clickstream includes a log of all user activity. All data were anonymized at the institutional level before distribution to the researchers. Analysis, we used descriptive statistics to better understand the characteristics of live and archived learners using the survey data. Data from the clickstream were used to identify learners' patterns of use of the course components. The database of each course provided additional evidence to corroborate and complement this analysis. Anonymized user identifiers provided a map across all data sources, allowing us to connect user behavior characterized in the clickstream and database with measures of intent captured in the surveys. Results. We report on learner demographics, intent, and behavior. Unless otherwise stated, the data presented include only those live and archived learners who completed the live and archived surveys, respectively. For stats, 17,541 learners completed the live survey and 1,923 completed the archive survey. For LTP1, 28,585 learners completed the live survey and 2,137 completed the archive survey. We acknowledge that this population may be different from the population of all learners. However, It is known that many MOOC registrants do not actively participate, and by restricting ourselves to survey respondents, we are considering a population that is more engaged. Also, we are able to use demographics and learner intent to contextualize behavior. Learner demographics. First, we highlight similarities and differences between demographics of live and archived learners, namely age, language proficiency, highest level of education, and reasons for enrolling in the STATS and LTP1 MOOCs. Such descriptive findings further contextualize the results of our Clickstream data analysis, as we explain in the following sections. In both STATS and LTP1, live learners were younger than archived learners. In STATS, 85.7% of live learners and 78.9% of archived learners were 45 years old or younger. In LTP1, 89.8% of live learners and 80.0% of archived learners were 45 years old or younger. A greater proportion of live learners identified English as their first language. For STATS, 36.2% of live learners and 27.0% of archived learners identified English as their first language. These percentages were 42.8% and 31.8% for LTP1. Archived learners in both courses had higher education levels than live learners, with many educated at an undergraduate or postgraduate level. For STATS, 87.9% of live learners and 92.5% of archived learners indicated they had completed at least an undergraduate degree, whereas for LTP1, 65.4% of live learners and 74.0% of archived learners had at least an undergraduate degree. Since the experience of archived learners is of central focus to this research, we examine the reasons why learners chose to enroll in the archived courses. Figure 2 shows the percentage of survey respondents who selected each possible response as a reason for enrolling in the archived MOOC. Please refer to a text version of this article to view the figure. Learners could choose as many responses as applied to them. The top responses for learners in both MOOCs were that they enrolled in the live offering but were not able to complete the course, 43.4% for STATS and 41.1% for LTP1, and that they arrived too late for the live offering, 30.8% for STATS and 40.9% for LTP1. As these responses indicate, archived learners were interested in the live course and most, 69.5% of LTP1 and 53.9% of STATS archived learners, indicated that they would retake it live if it were reoffered. Learner intent. Time learners plan to spend. For STATS, live learners plan to devote more hours per week to the course than archived learners, median of 5 hours for the live learners and 2 hours for the archived learners. Live and archived learners in LTP1 intended to devote a similar number of hours per week to the course, median of 5 hours for both the live and archived learners. Work learners plan to complete. Learners were asked how much work they plan to do for the course. We have classified their response choices into the following categories: all required. The learner indicated that he or she planned to complete all requirements, including watching all videos and completing all assessments. Most, the learner indicated that he or she planned to watch most videos and complete some assessments. Not sure, the learner indicated that he or she was unsure. Some, the learner indicated that he or she planned to watch some videos, perhaps on targeted topics, but was unlikely to complete assessments. Table 1 shows the percentage of learners in each category. Please refer to a text version of this article to view the table. Perhaps motivated by the opportunity to earn a SOA, more live learners intended to complete all requirements. For STATS, the relatively low percentage of archived learners who planned to complete all requirements may be a reflection of the fact that the peer assessments could not be completed in archived mode. Learner behavior. Overview. Table 2 provides summary statistics about the behavior of learners in the live and archived MOOCs, as characterized by how many videos they accessed, assessments they attempted, and the time between first and last video access. Please refer to a text version of this article to view the table. The average number of required videos accessed is similar for live and archived learners in stats, but LTP1 live learners watched, on average, about 2 more videos than archived learners. While live learners complete slightly more assessments than archived learners, the difference is small. The optional videos in stats are tutorials in the R statistical software and programming language. Archived learners watch, on average, approximately 1 more of these videos than live learners. We define access time as the number of days between the first and last access of any video. In this analysis, we are only considering archived learners who had been enrolled for at least the length of the live MOOC. For both stats and LTP1, over 50% of learners accessed videos for at most 10 days in both the live and archived courses. However, for the learners in the top quartile of video access times, more archived learners than live learners had long access times. Archived learners in the 90th percentile accessed videos over a period of 150 days or more, while for live learners the 90th percentile was approximately 50 days. Thus, even the live learners who had the longest access times tended to not access the MOOCs after their formal conclusion, while some archived learners accessed the learning resources over long periods of time. Note that, because the last day of access was necessarily constrained by the date on which the clickstream was extracted, some larger access times are censored, possibly underestimating the 90th percentile for archived learners. Sequencing of videos watched. Archived learners who enroll after the live MOOC has ended have immediate access to all lecture videos. As a result, they have much greater opportunity than live learners to explore the course in a non-sequential fashion, perhaps picking and choosing topics that are of interest to them. To investigate this behavior, we model a learner's transition from video to video using a first-order Markov chain. The statistics of interest are captured in a video-by-video matrix. Rows are the last video watched, columns are the next video watched, and the entry is the estimated probability that a learner will make this transition. Since we are interested in transitions between videos rather than rewatches of the same video, we exclude self-transitions. Figures 3, 4, 5, and 6 give visual representations of these transition matrix. Please refer to a text version of this article to view the figures. Hotter colors indicate larger probabilities, corresponding to more common video-to-video transitions. A hot spot immediately to the right of the diagonal indicates the transition of watching a video in sequential order. In stats, it was very common for both live and archived learners to follow the intended sequence, as indicated in a strong pattern from upper left to lower right, one to the right of the diagonal. Figures 3 and 4 illustrate the transition matrix for learners whose intent was categorized as all required and most. The strong sequential pattern in video transitions exists regardless of intent. For LTP1 learners who indicated they intended to do all of the required work for the course, both live and archived learners also tend to watch the videos in sequence, Figure 5. However, for learners who intended to do less than all of the work, video transitions were more sequential in the live course than in the archived course. In Figure 6, we illustrate the matrix for the learners who responded in the category most for intent. A similar pattern was observed for learners who intended to do some or who indicated that they were not sure. Quantity of assessments completed. Archived learners cannot earn a statement of accomplishment, so we cannot use earning a SOA as a metric of course completion. Quiz completion is one possible alternative measure of course completion. For stats, Figure 7 shows the proportion of learners for each possible number of quizzes completed, broken down by intent. Please refer to a text version of this article to view the figure. For both live and archived learners, learners more commonly completed 0 or all 7 quizzes. The largest proportion of those who completed all 7 quizzes was observed for learners who intended to complete all required in the archived MOOC, 35.7%. Overall, the pattern was similar for both quizzes and assignments in LTP1, as shown in Figures 8 and 9. Please refer to a text version of this article to view the figures. However, the proportion of learners who completed all 7 quizzes is not as prominent in the live course, perhaps indicative of the fact that a SOA could be earned without completing all quizzes. Discussion forum interactions. We also investigated discussion forum activity for live and archived learners. More of the live learners, 44.6% for stats, 41.8% for LTP1, view threads than archived learners, 31.3% for stats, 37.3% for LTP1. Of those who do view threads, the mean number of views for stats live learners was 10.9 and archived learners was 14.5, whereas the mean for both live and archived learners in LTP1 was 19.6. As is typical of MOOCs, the number of learners who post or comment on the discussion forums is low for both live and archived learners. In both stats and LTP1, more live learners, 12.1% for stats and 14.5% for LTP1, posted than archived learners, 9.3% for stats and 13.2% for LTP1. It is interesting to note that archived learners did post to the forums, even though the courses were not active. The mean number of posts by those archived learners who do post was 5.1 for stats and 3.9 for LTP1. Activity patterns, activity between re-attempts of an assessment. In both stats and LTP1, learners were allowed multiple attempts at the quizzes and the maximum grade achieved counted towards their course assessment. As an investigation of the relative evidence for self-regulatory activity in the live versus archived courses, we examine the frequency of use of MOOC materials, in particular lecture videos and forums, between repeated attempts at machine-graded quizzes. In Figure 10, we see that a greater percentage of archived learners in both courses access lecture videos between quiz reattempts, although this behavior is less evident for the later quizzes. As can be seen in Figure 11, archived learners use the forums as a resource for self-regulated learning at least as much as learners in the live course. Please refer to a text version of this article to view the figures. Although not shown here, no distinguishing patterns were observed among learners varying levels of intent. Activity patterns, LTP2 learners active in LTP1. LTP2 was a sequel to LTP1. With the content from LTP1 a presumed prerequisite. During the period when LTP2 was live, LTP1 was available as an archived course, and thus was accessible reference material for learners enrolled in the live offering of LTP2. Of the 16,875 active live learners in LTP2, 2,192, 13.0% were active in the archived LTP1. Here we report on the activity in the archived LTP1 of those 2,192 LTP2 live learners. We are only reporting on activity of these learners while LTP2 was live, so the access time available is less than that for the general LTP1 archived learner population. It appears that watching videos was the primary reason for using the LTP1 archived course, with less interest among these learners in accessing assignments and discussion forums. Almost all of these learners visited LTP1 to view videos, with 93.1% accessing at least one LTP1 video, and, on average, 9.4 videos accessed. Only 3.7% accessed all of the LTP1 videos. Relative to the general population of LTP1 archived learners, the LTP2 live learners access an average of 4.1 fewer videos. Fewer LTP2 live learners who concurrently accessed LTP1 completed LTP1 assessments, 73.7% did not submit any quizzes and 92.5% did not submit any assignments. Only 0.8% completed both all 7 quizzes and all 3 exercises. The LTP1 forums were not a popular resource for the LTP2 live learners, with over 75% of them viewing either no threads or a single thread once. Discussion. MOOCs commonly have defined start and end dates for a cohort but remain open after the end date with learners continuing to enroll. Can these archived courses meet learners' needs? Our goal in this research was to examine learner characteristics and behavior in live and archived MOOCs. We found more similarities than differences, with indications that archived learners interact with the course in much the same way as live learners. These similarities are consistent with the top reasons why learners use the archived course materials, which were because they arrived too late in the live course or they were unable to complete the course during the live session. Since this is an observational study, we cannot attribute differences between learners and their behaviors to the differences between live and archived MOOCs. Previous research on self-directed learning in MOOCs and other settings has stressed the connection of learners' intent to their level of engagement with learning and assessment resources. Here we took a step towards understanding this relationship by including in our analysis learners who would not be acknowledged externally for their learning efforts, such as by earning a SOA. Although not as many as for the live courses, significant proportions of the archived learners indicated that they planned to complete all required work. Even though fewer archived learners indicated that they intended to complete all required work, the mean numbers of videos accessed and assessments attempted are similar for live and archived learners. In both the live and archived groups, learners who intended to complete all of the required work tended to complete either none or all of the assessments. This may indicate that learners who find the course meets their needs make that decision very early in the course and, having made that decision, act accordingly. A common topic in the MOOC literature is retention. The existence of instructional support and a peer cohort created a social structure that we thought might positively impact retention in the live MOOCs. However, archived learners achieved similar progress, watching a comparable number of videos and displaying a similar pattern in the particular assessments that were attempted. In the archived MOOC, the flexible pace may have been a contributing factor to this retention, as also seen by Gooding et al. Yet there is tension between providing the flexibility of archived MOOCs and the strong social support structure of live MOOCs, illustrating the potential for continued improvement of MOOC formats. An important component of live MOOCs is the online discussion forum. In the archived MOOCs, despite the lack of instructional and reduced cohort presence on the forums, there was still extensive discussion forum use. Bruff et al. Found that an on-campus cohort of learners using an archived MOOC viewed forums posts, but few reported posting to the forums themselves. Instead, they chose to ask questions locally. Our archived learners, in the absence of a recognizable cohort, both viewed discussion forums posts and posted to the forums. Although the archived questions and answers were not recently posted, they remained a valuable resource for archived learners. These forums became another medium for content delivery, rather than an opportunity for social interaction. Existing research has shown that learners value course content over peer and instructor interaction. For our archived learners, less peer interaction and a minimal chance of instructor interaction did not generally deter them from covering their intended content. Their reasons for and the extent of their desired interaction with instructor and peers, however, remain open questions that are beyond the scope of this study. An investigation into these questions would inform the potential development of a new modality for self-directed, on-demand learning that combines the self-paced structure of an archived MOOC with the desired instructional support structure. Live learners had the opportunity to earn a SOA and all learners had the opportunity to retake quizzes to demonstrate mastery. In both groups of learners, indications of self-regulatory behavior were observed in remedial action taken between repeated attempts at quizzes. Archived learners used the lecture videos and the discussion forums as resources for self-regulated learning at least as much as learners in the live course, even though there was no external reward for improved results. With all course materials immediately available on registration, archived learners have the opportunity to view the videos in the order of their choosing, rather than being limited by the release of materials at regular intervals. We had hypothesized that archived learners may be more likely to explore the course in a non-sequential fashion, picking and choosing topics that were of most interest to them. However, for archived learners who intended to complete all required work, the sequence of videos accessed closely matched the sequence that the instructor intended. Thus, learners are treating the archived MOOC as a traditional course, rather than as a learning resource they might access as needed. However, The use of archived LTP1 by LTP2 live learners illustrates that there is potential for archived MOOCs to be used as reference material as well. Archived learners have more flexibility, not only in terms of access of content but in the pace at which they complete the course. Additional exploration of the pace at which archived learners access videos and complete assessments may have valuable implications for course design. In this study, we investigated two MOOCs, both of which had live sessions followed by a period of time during which the MOOCs remained available as archives of the live sessions. Archived learners are interacting with the courses in much the same way as live learners. They succeed at the same rate as live learners, with minimal guidance and no obvious cohort. There is potential for MOOCs to be beneficial as self-study courses, and for the development of new modalities that combine the most valued aspects of live and archived MOOCs to best meet learner needs and interests. This is the end of the article, A Comparison of Learner Intent and Behavior in Live and Archived MOOCs. This work is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License. The text format is available on the Erodle website www.erodle.org. Goodbye.